In a news update for May the 17th, 2022, on this early Tuesday morning edition, we're going to do the Sunday night live show because it wasn't out there tonight, but it is here now. So we're getting ready to put that on the air with Owen Schroeder from last night, tonight, simply, but a day later. Just kidding. Let's get this out, and then we'll shoot up the war room, and then after that, we'll shoot out the Alex Jones show, okay? So enjoy.
Oh, Alex Jones, don't censor me. You know, because he was the OG of the censorship. Man, I'm shouting in my ear. I'm going to turn myself down over here. And, you know, then the normies, as I was once a normie, we experienced it as well, but he really was probably one of the first to get so censored, and now many of us are experiencing it. And so, as always, if you want to support the movement, the resistance, and be another Alex Jones, make sure that you're supporting InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself some awesome gear like I'm wearing today. And really make sure that people know who you are. Actually, I got to meet somebody today because they were wearing their InfoWars shirt. And I'll tell you about that in a moment. But again, happy Sunday Night Live. So happy to be here and excited to talk to you all. So Owen is resting his voice. If you haven't seen, you could see that he was using it quite a bit yesterday with some demons, we'll say. We're going to show you some of that. Cover more of that American Freedom Tour, which I was on the inside, the safety of the inside of the Austin Convention Center, as opposed to out there on the tank, having fun with those demons like Owen was doing. But that's why he is resting his voice. Like I said, gonna be taking your call, but I do wanna get to some breaking noise before I dive right in with some of the stuff that I do have covered. I'm sure you've heard by now, there is some shootings going on, the Buffalo mass shooting, but I did see that there was another shooting in Laguna Woods, California. This is from Breaking 911. It says one dead, four critically injured at Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, California. And it says the Orange County Sheriff's Office Department was responding to a shooting at a church where, again, one person was killed, four others critically wounded, and another suffering minor injuries at Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods. And it says one person detained, weapon was recovered, and motive for the shooting at this time is unknown. But interesting, because this is coming also in close proximity to the Buffalo shooting that's been talked about a lot today. The Buffalo mass shooting comes amid a rise in racial violence in the U.S. So this is from The Guardian, and of course it is framing it as, you know, racially motivated, of course, and like that this is just always the case, that mass shootings are just always racially motivated. But it says hate-based crime has been getting worse in recent years, largely cultivated in the cauldron of the darkest reaches of the internet. You know, do you think they're trying to, you know, infer those ban channels and things like that? You know, they always want to try and pin it in this direction, which obviously Alex was talking about before. You can see how he predicted all of this happening over and over last year. We have that up on band.video if you want to see. Again, Alex Jones is right, predicting that they would be framing these stories as such and that there may be other false flag events. But this article from The Guardian is saying that as investigators begin to piece together the details that killed 10, the motivation of the murderer already seems in little doubt. Lone white gunman filled with racial hatred. And it goes on and on about how, you know, it's just only racists that commit these hate crimes. Obviously, so sad that this happened. Can't say that enough. Anytime that there is a mass shooting or anything like that, it's tragic, but you always have to wonder what's behind it. And then also, why is it that the news pays attention to these things, blows it up, pushes that racial divide button once again, but we forget about the Waukesha parade. We forget about the New York subway attack, you know, because those were from the other color and those were racially motivated in the other direction. So we're just not going to pay attention to those. But this, again, this article from The Guardian is talking about how, you know, hate crime is like the number one, but are they counting the hate crime that happens in other directions? I don't know. And is that part of the conversation? Probably not. And you know why. So this is interesting from the Epic Times. It says the supermarket shooter's alleged manifesto says he chose Buffalo because of strict gun laws. So anytime there is a mass shooting like this, it's more calls for taking away our Second Amendment rights, for stricter gun laws. But if you actually read through the manifesto, he actually chose that specific location, according to the manifesto, because of the strict law gun laws, which would make it easier for him to know that he wouldn't face resistance, which is what we're always saying. If criminals are afraid of getting resistance, they'll be less likely to commit crime. Whereas if we have the stricter gun laws, then of course, you know, if these are criminals, it doesn't matter if you make a law, they're going to break it. Such an obvious argument, but lost on so many people, sadly. So the suspect who allegedly shot and killed 10 people and injured three more at Buffalo, New York, it says he may have planned the attack for months. And then again, like I said, in his manifesto, he said New York State has heavy gun laws, so it would ease me if I knew that any legally armed civilian was limited to 10 rounds, magazines, or cocked firearms. The author wrote, likely referring to New York laws restricting magazines to only 10 rounds and laws that limit the purchase of certain types of semi-automatic rifles. So that is from the Epic Times, if you want to read further into that. So wanted to cover that breaking news and again remind you, we only hear about these circumstances. When was the last time you heard anything about that Christmas parade in Wisconsin, which killed a young child and injured so many more? And there's plenty of evidence to see that this was racially motivated. It just was in the other direction. A black man that hated whites and just mowed down innocent civilians in a Christmas parade. We don't hear about that. We only hear about these situations. So, and again, Alex predicted all of this. Go to BandNut video and see all of his predictions broken down. So, been busy covering that rally. Before I do that, you guys know that every time I guest host, I share a verse. So I do have a verse for you. Let me get to that, because that is the most important. In all of this spiritual unrest, we have to be girded in the loins of truth, in the word of God. And there is no doubt this is a spiritual battle, and you're going to see the demonic activity plain as day when we take a look at the collection of what Owen had to experience yesterday with the abortion protesters. But here's the verse. It's from 2 Thessalonians 2, 11 through 12, King James Version for you folks that just love that. And I have been reading the King James Version more. So this is it. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And I mean, that's what we're experiencing so often, right? We're like, how can anybody be for Biden anymore with inflation the way it is? How can anyone not realize the sanctity of human life? How can anyone not see what's going on? How can anyone say democracy and yet cheer on authoritarianism, or say democracy but yet go with what the small minority elitists are demanding? All this thing, these things that just make so much sense, and you're like, how do people not see it? But the Bible tells us there will be a strong delusion to believe a lie. So I want to encourage anyone that is not spiritually awake. I mean, maybe you do see the craziness and it's confusing, but just take that as a call to bring it back to the Word of God and allow Him to work on your heart and ask Him to give you that discernment to know what is true and what is false. And remember that the heart is deceitful above all things. So there may be times that something sounds good and we want to believe that as well, that seems like it's on the right side or the good side. But we need to constantly check ourselves and check ourselves against the Word of God and prayer, and so that we know what is the truth in these crazy times that we're living in. So on a completely different note, on something that was completely against the Word of God, I went and saw a movie last night. So my kids are huge Marvel fans, which kind of stinks now because of the issues with Disney and how they're polluting everything. But, you know, I work a lot. My husband works a lot. So we're like, let's just go see a movie with the kids, spend some time with the kids. And because they're Marvel fans, we're like, we'll check this out. So we went and saw, I think it's called The Multiverse of Madness. It's the latest Doctor Strange movie. And I will say, don't bother seeing this. This was insane. I'm so glad that we spend time telling our kids about truth and discernment and spending time in the Word and regular church attendance, because even they were able to spot just how completely corrupt this movie was. It wasn't even entertaining because it was just all over the place. And I just couldn't believe, like, we're at a stage where they just blatantly, everything's satanic. This whole movie is satanic. I mean, at one point, Doctor Strange is literally doing the devil sign. One of the main characters' name is America. And so there's all these subliminal messages about saving America from those that want to control America because they like to try and reverse everything. My kids weren't even impressed. It was just so ridiculous. And I'm sure I'm going to get hate from all of you for even taking my kids to see it. But I'm going to be real with you. I'm always going to be truthful and honest. I did. We took them to see this movie. And I guess we paid the price because we realized just how bad it was, just how satanic it was. But just wanted to share that with you. Speaking back about wearing your shirts and recognizing each other out there, I had a blast, even though my feet still hurt from going to the American Freedom Tour, but I got to see so many people that watch and recognized me from being on Infowars, huge fans, and that's great. You know, that's one of the things I miss about local television news, you know, being a news anchor in a local news area, is that those connections with community and getting to hear some feedback and, you know, being on such a different platform. You know, it's going to be hit or miss if anybody knows who you are. But so it was nice to get to meet some people that are behind the camera, you know, watching and supporting and so like-minded. So that was great. Thank you to anybody that said hello. That was a huge thrill for me. And then today, after church, the kids had bowling to go to, and it was actually my kids that pointed out, hey mom, that guy that's bowling, he has a Save the Frog shirt. It's an Infowars shirt. I was like, oh, that's great. Oh, here's my son bowling. And I was so thrilled to get that clip of him because it was just so funny. Okay, and then he winds up and then he goes back again. He's ready to get it and okay, wrong direction. So that just happened just before the show. I guess we got to work on bowling. But anyways, so they pointed him out. I was able to say hello. And that's just so fun. So wear the shirts, recognize each other out, talk. Biden wants to divide the whole nation. How about we bring in the unity of each other and get together? So that was fun. But anyways, so back to the Trump rally, American Freedom Tour, and why Owen is resting his voice. Let's go ahead and take a look at what he had to deal with the abortion activists. As you may have read, they bust him in by the thousands. I guess up to 5,000 were bust in. So the weekend before, I think they attempted to have a protest at the Capitol, and it was like barely anybody showed up. So then they decided they were just going to start busing people into the major cities across the nation, probably paid. Would not be surprised if this was funded by Soros or something else. But check out what he had to deal with. And just keep in mind, you know, the spiritual battle and just how obvious it is. Take a look.
Tell me, why is all the baby formula getting sent to the border and sent to Ukraine?
Because we're trying to help everybody in the God world.
If we're going to stand this close, you got a mask on. I'm assuming you might be sick. Did you get vaccinated and boosted?
Yeah, of course I did.
I have got plenty of vaccines. You're an idiot.
Thanks to you guys, 40 million black babies have never made it out of the womb.
Wow. You hit me, bitch. You're in an Infowars car. You are so low IQ.
Tell me how smart
I'm gonna f*** you up today, Owen.
You voted for Joe Biden. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the wide open border. We want to thank you for all the fentanyl overdoses that are now the leading cause of death in middle-aged men. We want to thank a Biden voter for that. It's, after all, Biden Voter Appreciation Day.
Nobody,
I have no idea who you are, yet you're yelling at me out of your car. and you say nobody knows who I am.
What I am? You're an American that hates you. Fuck off, redneck.
Skyrocketing.
It's a big douchebag.
Oh, you must be a Biden voter.
Hey, I'm gonna
f***
you up.
Oh, this guy's back.
I'm gonna
f*** you up. Threatens me every time I come out here. Dude, let's be real. You're a really nice guy. You're a cream puff.
Did the brothers abuse you at CBC?
And he knows where I went to high school. I love CBC, sir. I think we would have a good time if we went out and do a ball game.
F*** you. I'm going to f*** you up today, Owen.
You
want
to go lunch or something? You want to do what to me?
Running people.
Wow. That guy just threatened to rape me. What they've done today, what Planned Parenthood has done today, is they've gone to all the local mental institutions and they found the most psychotic individuals they could to have this baby-killing protest out here today. So you're about to see what happens when the mental facilities detainees get released on the public. Here you go. Thanks to you guys, 40 million black babies have never made it out of the womb. 40 million black babies murdered by Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, repeating from mental institutions. Nothing remains to be done. Wow.
It's unreal.
You hit me, bitch.
Hey, that's a nice t-shirt you got right there. Is that from InfoWarsStore.com? Very smart lady right there. Listen, I just want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
How come the last two times Biden was in the White House, Russia invaded Ukraine?
Biden was never in the White House before, you idiot. You're so ignorant.
Wow.
You can keep following all your brainwashed, stupid
like
okay?
What? You didn't even know that Biden
was the last president. Do you think Trump won in 2020?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Abbott Enterprises had a recall
by the FDA.
Nothing to do with the government.
The FDA recalling baby formula has nothing to do with the government, says the Biden voter. Why am I not surprised? Tell me, why is all the baby formula getting sent to the border and sent to Ukraine?
Because we're trying to help everybody in the goddamn world.
These lunatics got released from the mental institution today. Planned Parenthood was recruiting activists.
We just should not be afraid of talking about revolution. Revolution is in service of women, of the working class, of oppressed people. Look at what happened in 2020. They burned down the precinct in Minneapolis, and then George Floyd's murderer got charged. That's what happens when you come together and you show these politicians that they should be afraid of the people.
F*** you, it's the war!
Chase,
we got the
psychopath. Curse the
God of this world. There's a devil right there. It's like Satan in there, and their voices.
I believe that was edited by R. Reese, and he did a fabulous job. Just so many great gems in there, like the person losing his mind, and then the cut to the Lord of the Rings. It's so similar. I mean, Lord of the Rings has so many spiritual undertones, of course, by J.R.R. Tolkien, who was trying to expose the spiritual battle and temptation and things like that. And we see it, you know? I mean, and then there's so many gems in there, you know, Owen asking about, you know, the guy saying it has nothing to do with the government. He's like, it was an FDA, Federal Drug Administration. What, that wasn't part of the government. The government isn't in some way keeping the baby formula away, and meanwhile sending pallets. I already see the fact checkers on that. They say that it's like required by law to send to illegals. So again, illegals get something before those that live here, citizens of the United States. And that same guy is saying, we're trying to help everybody in the world, you know. What about the whole concept of, you know, put your mask on in the, not that mask, but the oxygen mask on in the plane, and get some air yourself before you try and help others. We're in destruction mode. It's never been more clear that there's an intentional intentionality of destroying our country at every level. I mean, gas prices, inflation, people can't get formula. It's just insane. And people are like, we have to help everybody. Well, we're all like suffering in one way or another. It's insane. And then, the other guy talking about how Biden wasn't in the White House before, but you're ignorant. Like, so why? But that is why Owen, he needs to rest his voice, because he was doing that for hours, going around screaming in the thing, trying to talk over the demons while I was safely inside the Austin Convention Center talking to a more friendly crowd. So there you go. Let's see, where did I want to go with this? So I'll let you, I wanted to go ahead and show you what I was doing yesterday as far as how this American Freedom Tour went. Let's go ahead and take a look at that. Texas.
I'll tell you what, I love Austin, Texas, because it's ostentatious, okay? This is a city that knows what it wants. It wants to be progressive. It wants to be out front. It wants to keep things real, lively, and that's what I love about MAGA. And of course, as you know, I am the ultra MAGA king, so dubbed by our faux president, Joe Biden, okay? It's so fantastic.
Today is special because you get to see Trump, but it's special for another reason. You want to tell me why?
It's my birthday, and it's also the birthday of Israel. It's 74 years old.
All right, what's your name?
Noble Jolly.
And how old are you?
13.
Okay, and wow, you really pulled out all the stops. What gave you the idea to come like this?
I just got this costume a long time ago, and I said if I ever go to a Trump rally, I'm going to wear this.
He's a little bit more fun to watch than Sleepy Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
Why was it so important for you to make the trip?
Because you fight for your freedoms, and we don't want them taken away from us, and that's what's happening.
Curious what you think of the military now that they have so many of the ideologies and things like that.
Well, I think it's mostly their leadership that's a problem.
How do you think that we reach independence? Because so much has been about picking a team, Republican versus Democrat, but like things are just, you know, liberals now hate free speech, conservatives love it, which it didn't used to be that way. And you have a lot of just like evil versus good. How do you delineate and does your, are you more committed to like being Republican or is it just more about what's right for America?
Well, I'm a constitutional conservative, first and foremost, and I believe in America first. And I think that's what the majority of Americans are starting to feel. And I think that's how you reach the independence. I think that's what they feel, too. They just want America first. That's why they don't belong to one party or the other. And I think whether it's a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate, I just want candidates that are going to put America first in their policies, their decisions, and support the Constitution and freedom.
We always look forward to your tweets, you know, the snarky, the humor. It's great. So what are your thoughts on this possible Elon Musk takeover? And does that give you hope or do you have concern?
No concern at all. I think the guy's great. I honestly don't know where he stands. I think Elon's probably right down the middle. I think he's good on both sides. I think he's more good on the right side than the left side. But I love what he's doing. I love the fact that I want to reach out to him. Elon, come on, dude. Let's make some good movies together. You know, I mean, I do movies that would be chump change for you. That you'll get your money back with me. I don't lose my investors' money. But I love what he's doing. I love the fact that he's definitely not afraid to put himself out there. I was surprised he was on SNL. It's the first time I've ever watched SNL in probably 10 years, just to watch him. But
it kind of stopped being funny.
It's been funny a long time ago.
Time Magazine then named me Donald Trump's top pastor, so I'm honored with that title. Man, just been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also the policies of the America First agenda led by President Donald Trump. And so that's why it's important that black faces be real. I say, when I say real face, black faces, I mean black people who have the spirit of our ancestors did, which was building and growing and not dividing and separating. Right now, that's kind of what's happening in America, is that we are pushing that agenda of Dr. King away. It's the dream is dying. Where Dr. King said that and people will be judged not by the color of their skin, but about not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Well, we're losing that.
He loves the country. You can see that, that enthusiasm for our country. That's what it's all about, right? Enthusiasm. And there's nowhere, speaking of enthusiasm, like Texas. I love Texas. Remember, they said it's going to be a very close race in Texas. It's going to be very close. So he's against God. He's against oil, he's against guns. And they said it was going to be close. I didn't think so. It wasn't close. We won that race by a lot. But I'm thrilled to be back in the Lone Star State.
All right, so there you go. And I'll play more of that maybe in the next hour, of specifically of the interviewer, the speakers that I interviewed, like Sheriff Mark Lamb, Kevin Sorbo, and the pastor. So let me get a quick phone call in this segment, and then I'll take more of your phone calls next. Let's talk to Jeff in Florida. Jeff?
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in. So I got a couple of different points here. I have nine search terms that I'd like your audience to look at.
Okay.
One of those is a company it's a government organization called CERN.
Yes.
It was founded back in 1989.
Okay.
And the Hadron Collider. Now, back at that time period, evolutionary theory and creationism was big time on the political scene. There was lots of talking. Well, the end result was a material found that was dark matter or antimatter. And that material, from what I can find, is being used in the quantum computers. And there's only three people that actually have quantum computers. One of those people is Elon Musk, Google, and some company up in Canada that starts with an X. And that computer is actually, that material, that dark matter, has actually been referenced to possibly a gateway to hell.
Wow.
I don't know. But there have been reports of entities coming and numerous different things that can come with that. But anyways, in the future, the AI that is going to be developed from social media and the collaboration of billions of people on social media around the world, that is going to be hosted on those quantum computers and fed out to everybody. So just keep that in mind. And then I also want to reference a book from my childhood from John Bunyan, A Pilgrim's Progress.
Oh, I love that book, yes.
And I think people need to look at that, because as they get scoffed as looking at reality and the truth, they can reference to this isn't anything different than history.
All right, we got to go to break. Did you have anything else you wanted to, did you want to hold and add more? Or is that what you
wanted? No, that was it.
Okay, great. Thank you for your phone call, and we will get to more of your phone calls after we take this break. I know Mike from Texas is on the line, Jay from Ohio, Lori from Pennsylvania. We'll be getting to you, because that's what Sunday Night Live is all about. Stick with us. Welcome back to Sunday Night Live. Christy Lee guest hosting. We're giving Owen his voice a break from having to shout over the abortion, the protesters of the Trump rally, but they were there to cheer on killing babies. You know, the abortionists that were trucked in there by Planned Parenthood and many big cities, up to 5,000 in Austin alone. And, you know, as usual, wearing their masks and such and freaking out and being deranged and saying things that are just blatantly ridiculous and not true. But we're giving his voice a break. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. Show you a little bit more of my interviews with the speakers that were at that American Freedom Tour. And also interested to hear what you think about Trump these days. I know that's getting more and more divisive. I'll tell you more about my conversations with people there as well. We just heard from someone before the break that was talking about CERN, you know, because I mentioned at the beginning, there's no question this is a spiritual battle. You can see it. These people
act demonic. They're like seething. They're practically foaming at the mouth. I'm like, what's going on? And he was explaining how maybe there's more demonic activity because of CERN. I remember hearing a little bit more about that when I kind of take a dive down that deep dive again with what that's all about. But interesting how that ties back to Elon Musk again. But I do want to get back to your phone calls, and then I have more news to cover. But I also started the show with breaking news of the mass shooting situations in Buffalo and also just in, what did I say, Laguna, California. Laguna Woods, California, at a church, and we've got a couple phone callers that were wanting to talk about that, it looks like. So let's go to, let's see who's been waiting longer, Dean in New York. Dean in New York, you're on the air.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Dean.
I wanted to bring up the shooter in Buffalo. The teacher or somebody said he was from Broome County, and that they flagged him or whatever to the FBI regarding him saying he
can
shoot up a school. And I was thinking, a school is full of white kids, Spanish kids, Chinese kids, you know, African-American kids. So it isn't racially motivated because there's white kids in school, too. So he was just probably visibly upset for some reason. I think it's the video games, to tell you the truth. That's what I think the problem is. Because it was a live stream that he used from a video game or something, a Twitch or something like that.
There's no question that it seems like those things would desensitize. I mean, I've seen some of those games. They just seem incredibly violent. But it says that the suspect, Peyton Gendron, 18, he is said to have etched a racial insult onto the barrel of his assault rifle. And let's see. He posted a lengthy manifesto with frequent references to a racist white replacement theory as justification for what they said was a hate crime. So they're saying that his manifesto was specifically, you know, toward the black population in this case.
Watching the video of the actual shooting, it was crazy because I guess right after he shot the security guard, he turned and some guy was on the ground. I think it was a Spanish guy. And the Spanish guy said, no. And he said sorry to him and moved on. I was like, what? That's crazy. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, what is going on with this kid's head? It was like, I didn't understand it, you know, because if he's in there, shoot people. And then all of a sudden he aims at one guy and the guy says, no. And he says sorry to him. It seems like he was
bleeding. Because it was I guess because he shot a white guy? Is that? Oh.
He shot the security guard.
I guess he spared a white guy and continued shooting at the black.
I don't know, because I really don't like being on those sites and watching that stuff, but it was like fast, you know, and it looked like a Spanish guy on the ground. And I don't know if he was white, black or not, but I was like, what?
I guess it was a white guy.
Because it wasn't the first person he shot, it was a white woman outside.
But your main point is that he may have been flagged before as a possible danger or a mass shooter, and of course they did nothing about it. Now, I can't corroborate that because I'm not seeing that in front of my face, but I wouldn't be surprised, because how many other times has there been a mass shooting where they're like, you know, there were warning signs, this was reported, and they never did anything about it? Almost as if they wanted it to happen. It would not surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Dean. Thanks for calling in. And we had somebody else that wanted to talk about the shooter or the shooting in Buffalo. Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, just a couple things. I think Owen and just all of us need to forget about all these crazy lunatics with their abortion crap. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing that they are. I mean, do we really want thousands more of these things running around, you know, like how they are now? I'm pretty sure we don't. So it's probably good that they don't breed, and it's probably good for the child. Few things. Most of these people are probably going to die anyways from the vaccine or just starvation, because there's going to be mass food shortages, which there already are, and just they can't afford it. So they're probably going to die. But all you listeners, keep buying storage of food, go on InfoWars, the Four Patriots, My Patriots, wherever. Just keep stocking up. And then just be ready. And then another thing with that shooter, and they just all seem so phony. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, all of a sudden they have a manifesto already, you know, minutes after the shooting and just all this
stuff. Isn't it crazy how fast they can investigate these situations?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
They already had it.
Correct. Like, on other shootings, like, one happened, you know, down the street from me, let's say, and, oh, it would take weeks or months, right. You know, and this took minutes. And then I actually read that manifesto, and it's totally, if you read it, it doesn't look like an 18-year-old came up with all that, and it just seems phony to me. I mean, they might have used him as a patsy, and he might have actually even did it, which I'm sure he did, but I don't know. Maybe he was told to or something, or I don't know. It's just weird. So, but all I'm saying is just everyone, Patriots, be ready. Don't even pay attention to the left. Don't even listen to them. Like I said, they want to have abortion. Encourage them.
I don't know if I would go that far, but I mean, I can see how you're tempted to say that. Thank you for your phone call, Jason. The fact of the matter, you know, is if you believe in the sanctity of life and you believe that God, you know, loves all souls, then we want to at least try and reach people, you know, to the end. I can see why it's tempting to say that, though. Who knows? Maybe they will be their own demise anyway, like you said. But to his point, though, you know, this whole Supreme Court thing is a little bit pointless. I mean, in the sense that you realize that if they don't end up overruling it, we're not in a different position than we have been for 50 years. I mean, it's been this way for 50 years. So if they continue to not do anything about it, it won't be any different. But if they do go ahead with the ruling and they overturn it, I mean, we're already seeing all of the craziness happen, and it'll just be another excuse for them to keep things ramped up before the midterms. And so I don't know, maybe too much is being made of the whole thing. You can let me know what you think. But let's talk to Jay in Ohio. Jay?
Hello, Christy Lee.
Hi.
I just was saying Alex Jones was right again. I got all of his shirt, but he predicted this. And, you know, these shootings, like in Chicago, every weekend, I think this weekend, 6 were shot and 18 were injured. And this was, I guess, a slow weekend, but it's not over yet. But this, it doesn't fit the narrative. And this shooting, it just happens to fit Joe Biden's narrative. But the FBI, you know, one day I was really frustrated, and I called the FBI. I said, why don't you people go arrest Hunter Biden? For what? And I said, for the laptop. Oh, there's nothing in the laptop.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. I'm surprised they entertained the phone call.
Well, they did for a minute, and then it was all over. But what I'm getting at is that the President Trump, he invited he was going to give the National Guard to the mayor of, I guess, Chicago, and send them over there to stop all these shootings and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, to straighten up, which, you know, it might have looked ugly at first, but it might have straightened it out. I mean, I'm not saying take guns away from everybody, but if there was military National Guard presence, not exactly military presence, you know, on the corners there, and straighten that area out, you know, that would have been a nice thing, but they don't want it to. They don't want this to end. They like this never-ending troubles in America because it takes your eye. It's something shiny. Look over here. Don't look over here while we're laundering money in the Ukraine. Or look over here and don't look over here.
It does
here
seem
while
like all of these things happen conveniently when they want to distract us from something else. That is for sure, Jay. Good for you for pointing that out. I'm going to take one more phone call before I get to another one of my videos. Let's go to Mike in Texas because he's been waiting quite a long time. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Christy Lee. A couple things. I probably shouldn't have led with this, but I was curious. Were you the InfoWars reporter who interviewed Dr. Pachinik last?
I believe so.
Are you guys still able to get a hold of him?
Yeah, I actually just reached out. Well, actually, my husband did on my behalf. Reached out to him, and he said that he was just taking a break for a moment. He wasn't feeling well at the time. This was a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, we'll probably follow up with him again and see if he has any insights. Particularly, we were interested in his insights with the whole Ukraine thing. Just based on, you know, some of his other writings and knowing how those inner workings work with his background. But what were your thoughts as far as Steve Pachenik. He's a polarizing one. Some of you love him. Some of you are not happy with him. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's easy to be schizophrenic about him. There's some things I love about him. I mean, the man fought for this country, risked his life for it. He did some black ops stuff back in the day that I don't imagine he's real proud of these days. Right. And I took some shots at him through his website, or I think it was on Facebook, that I think he actually responded to it kind of obliquely on Alex's show. I felt kind of bad about that because I didn't want that to be the sum and substance of my critique of the man. You know, one other thing very important to me, I've been calling Ted Cruz's office, Dan Crenshaw, my local congressman, mm-hmm. since the redistricting, and I keep trying to talk these guys into getting FDA or Pfizer directly to release some kind of intelligible form of these data dumps, that the recent 80,000 pages of clinical data results. I mean, I'm a retired doctor, and I can't make any sense of these. And they're obviously trying to obscure what they're putting out by just dumping massive amounts of raw data in a form that no one can make any sense of. And I'm sure this isn't what the court had in mind when they ordered Pfizer to release this data. So I can't believe that our congressmen, our senators, can't impose on either the court or Pfizer or FDA to just cull out the data of importance. How many die per month, you know, from the VAERS database after the vaccine? How many were sickened per the VAERS database? Just two things, two numbers. Mm-hmm. How many people reported getting sick? How many died month by month? We don't need all the obscure stuff.
Well, they've been very obscure, and they always say but it's not causal, and they won't pin down any kind of a number, and they completely ignore that the VAERS system is their system. We don't have any other system, and it says right there that it's supposed to be for the purpose of being like a red flag, like you might want to look into this further. But it's just crazy what they've done. Anybody that doesn't have any suspicions about Pfizer is just completely lost, because any company that says they need 75 years, they want to hide the data for 75 years, it's just unbelievable. It blows my mind when I continue to see all these fact checks still about the dump of information that's coming out. Because when you call it a side effect, they're like, oh, fact check, there is no side effects because it's really adverse events of special interest, as if that's like still not a concern. It's all a mess, but good on you for calling your congressman and your representatives. More people need to do that. Send emails, call, keep the pressure on, because you want follow-up and we want follow-up, and we want to know that somebody is trying to get answers.
Yeah, still there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I just, I can't believe that. The reason all the news organizations are blacking out these data dumps, there has to be a reason for it. They've got to be.
Well, I mean, there's a big reason. It's dollar signs. These media companies have taken money. I mean, there's no question. It's documented. They've taken all this money from the vaccine makers, advertising money. They've been bought off. I mean, that's plain and simple. So they're very conscientious and scared to say anything that would make these companies that are footing their bill look bad. You know, that's what a big part of it.
Yeah, I know they were bought off, but if this data showed positive results, if it were favorable in any way for Pfizer and Moderna and BioNTech, what have you, they would be crowing about it from the rooftops. But the fact that it's just a total news blackout tells me that there's something very revealing in that data that we need to know about. And I just want to urge all Alex's listeners to get out there and hit the phones and, urge whoever, your congressman, to put some pressure to release this in a form that's useful to the public. I mean, these people are supposed to be serving the public, and putting out just a pile of jigsaw puzzles totally scrambled up doesn't do us a darn bit of good. So, you know, they can do
demand
better than
more
this.
Answers, put the pressure on. Thanks for your phone call, Mike from Texas. And now we're going to go to every week I put together a compilation, if you will, of these news organizations and the way that they lie to you, the things that they ignore, the things that they sensationalize. Let's take a look at this week's right now. Elon Musk tweets Friday, Twitter deal temporarily on hold, then clarifies he's still committed to the acquisition. A needed clarification, as it seems there's been every effort to stop this deal from going through. Bringing you what's ignored, sensationalized, unbalanced, misleading, or just plain false, here's your media malfeasance for the second week of May. Musk's purchasing pause tweet comes just a day after reports feds opened an investigation into Elon Musk. The Washington Journal reports the Securities and Exchange Commission is probing Mr. Musk's tardy submission of a public form that investors must file when they buy more than 5% of a company's shares. Because this deal hasn't been public enough, we were also inundated this week with headlines that Elon Musk would reverse the Trump ban. But they left the part out where Trump has repeatedly said he would not return to Twitter and stay on his own platform, Truth Social. Also left out this extremely relevant point.
This is the point that I'm trying to make, which is perhaps not getting across, is that banning Trump from Twitter didn't end Trump's voice. It will amplify it among the right. And this is why it is morally wrong and flat out stupid.
And this is what legacy media just can't seem to comprehend, the fundamentals of free speech. Here's the Associated Press. Elon Musk boasts that he's acquiring Twitter to defend freedom of speech, but he has long used the platform to attack those who disagree with him. Free speech is the freedom to disagree. Elon Musk, an erratic visionary, revels in contradiction. There is nothing contradictory about being a proponent of free speech and using that speech to defend your positions. Free press, also in the First Amendment, is supposed to mean holding those in power accountable, challenging them, which might mean disagreeing. Is the AP using its free speech to attack Elon Musk? How can the AP have so little self-awareness of its own contradiction? Have such a lack of understanding of the First Amendment, foundational to its own existence. As the press, you might want to get a better handle on what our constitutionally protected freedom of speech really means. Maybe the AP should focus its attention on our new disinformation czar, an actual threat to protection of free speech.
But there are a lot of people who shouldn't be verified, who aren't, you know, legit, in my opinion. I mean, they are real people, but they're not trustworthy. Anyway, so verified people can essentially start to edit Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is, so they can add context to certain tweets.
So Nina Jankowicz wants blue-checked people like herself, who has actually been caught promoting disinfo, to be able to edit your tweets, your speech, because you aren't trustworthy unless you're part of her elite class.
Breathe it all in, children. Come on.
Maybe the AP should investigate why the government is weaponizing the FBI to target news operations, according to an FBI whistleblower.
We don't see a lot of investigations into news organizations. It's not common to see a criminal investigation, particularly one categorized the way that this is alerting, and it's surprising based on the public information that is provided.
There must be more pushback, like in this case. Appeals court reinstates Texas law prohibiting social media companies from banning users over political views. And we must hold lying Merrick Garland accountable for targeting private citizens just concerned about their own children in school.
7 months later, we're learning a whistleblower has come forward revealing the FBI has opened several investigations into parents and local officials all across the country. In one instance, the FBI interrogated a mom because she, quote, belonged to a right-wing moms group known as Moms for Liberty, and because she also just happened to, you know, have a gun, which is your right in the United States.
Instead, legacy media is used to propagate lies about the Senate abortion vote, except it was the majority vote against the expansive federal abortion bill, 51-49.
I think that's enough
to say it's time to get rid of the filibuster. We need to protect voting rights. We need to protect women's rights. And understand this, Mitch McConnell has made clear, they're coming after everybody.
Yet Elizabeth Warren, the AP, New York Times, Washington Post, all mislead and report that it was a GOP filibuster, leaving the false impression that a minority blocked a bill that had majority support. Same tactics were used to squash Dinesh D'Souza's documentary release about mass ballot harvesting. But notice how often fact-checkers like PolitiFact refer to the trailer for the documentary. Trailer is mentioned 5 times in just the first 7 paragraphs. Did any fact-checker actually watch the full documentary? It spends more time trying to attack the character of the producer rather than dig into any of the documentary's claims or video evidence. Oh, but they brought out the generic experts say refutation again. The fact check calls into question the accuracy of the geo-tracking used to identify 2,000 mules harvesting about 400,000 illegal votes. Then why was the geo-tracking good enough for the CDC? How was the FBI able to use it to arrest January 6th protesters? Why did Chief Justice Roberts say in a 2018 opinion, when the government tracks the location of a cell phone, it achieves near-perfect surveillance? PolitiFact goes on with a straw man argument, the legality of a family member or designated person to drop off a ballot on behalf of another voter, something the documentary doesn't contest. But Bob wouldn't need to go to 5 different drop boxes, some at 3 a.m., and drop off more than one ballot for grandma. Now, would he? But 2,000 mules was almost definitely false. It's so strange that the Yuma County Sheriff has announced voting fraud investigations. It's also just an anomaly that a Virginia County supervisor is facing 82 felony charges accused of dozens of counts of voter fraud, according to WJHL. There's nothing strange that a Washington's Mason County auditor who dismissed 2020 fraud failed to declare thousands of dollars from Zuckerberg. And elections are still totally safe and secure, even though a woman found a box of over 100 mail-in ballots on a sidewalk in LA that police won't investigate, according to Fox 11. But most can see PolitiFact for what it is. It's a fact that it's just political. According to Washington Free Beacon, a fundraising email from them says, "Help us hold politicians accountable." But its analysis of 300 PolitiFact posts dating back to early March say otherwise. Less than a third of the posts involved claims made by politicians, and the ratings were more favorable to Democrats by a large margin. I am shocked. For KLIM.news, I'm Christy Lee. So there you go. If you want to share that, go to band.video and click on my page and share away. Spread the word about how the news is continually lying to you. That gives us more topics if you want to call in. Again, the number 1-877-789-2539. We can talk about that or the latest news with the shootings or whatever you want to talk about. Just call in. I'll take those calls after the break. Sunday Night Live, Christy Lee guest hosting today. It's been a while. I'm so happy to be with you again, whether you're happy or not. No, I'm just kidding. So I just got brought this manifesto because we're talking about this at the beginning of the show because it's been breaking news. The shooting that happened in California and also that happened in Buffalo, New York. I was speaking with a phone caller earlier about, I don't think that an 18-year-old wrote this. It's so long and there's things that don't sound like an 18-year-old. And my producer was just saying that a lot of this manifesto, which may or may not be the whole thing because I guess it gets posted and taken down, etc. Oh, the whole thing is 200 pages. I'm getting live corrections. Thank you. No fake news here. 200 pages. But he was trying to explain to me that a lot of this is a copy paste, I guess, which is sometimes like taking things from other things and posting it in a satirical way. And so this isn't necessarily written all by the shooter. So just wanted to clarify that. Hopefully I did a decent job in clarifying that. But that was an answer to another phone caller's question. So I do want to get back to some of your phone calls, and I'm also going to get to some other fake news because we were just watching how I bring you the actual fake news that is being served up by NPR, Politico, CNN, ABC, pick your poison. They've all been featured in a past media malfeasance. But let's get back to your phone calls. So I know there's some of you that have been waiting quite
a while. Let's see. Wild from Wisconsin. You wanted to actually talk about the mass shooting. Wild, you're on the air.
Hey, Christy, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the not the mass shooting in Buffalo, but the mass shooting in Milwaukee on Water Street. Did you hear about that on Friday night?
Can you say that again? Where?
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on Water Street.
I did not hear
Friday
about that,
night.
No.
There was like 21 people involved after the Bucks game in the Deer District downtown. And it's kind of a different type of shooting than the one in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I think, seems to be more like beef or gang fighting. Or, you know, a lot of people have firearms with them and they get in a fight in groups of people and they start shooting each other. Which is kind of a pickle of a situation because, you know, we live in a society where large group among people want to have gun rights. And there's machismo. And you don't want people to be stuck in the crossfire. So, I don't know, maybe it's time that we, like, reinstate dueling zones and have, like, an area where people can, you know, gangbangers can shoot at each other instead of, you know, having people downtown in the celebratory night, you know, after a sports event, you know, get stuck in the crossfire. Luckily, no one was killed.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted to bring that up because it kind of got the Buffalo shooting the day after kind of drew a lot of attention. There was no photographs of, no one knows any of the people they arrested. There was like 10 people arrested. And there was always lots of police on the area. My shop's just down the street.
Mm.
But then also I wanted to bring up something about AI. You know, everyone talks about AI a lot. And I think, you know, I believe it's more so fancy programming because, you know, if AI is so smart, why haven't it been able to come up with a better book than the Bible? I mean, it's just like a book. And yet AI is going to be able to enslave us all. It sounds like just like another trick. Wanted to hear your thoughts because you talk about the Bible a lot.
What about you? You're afraid about AI taking over?
No, like, if AI is so good, Christy, why can't AI make a book that can compete with the Bible?
Oh, well, because it's not God-breathed, obviously, right?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. So how is AI even going to be able to enslave everybody? And, you know, with Elon Musk and Neuralink, be linked up with our brains or whatever, if it can't even write a good book?
Right. Yeah, who knows? But I mean, I'm sure it does seem like AI would be related to something in the last days, in the Revelation, taking the mark of the beast. I don't know. I do feel like there's a lot of things that would point to that because AI is something that is soulless, right? And the devil is always wanting to make a mockery of God's creation. And if he can give a substitute that is lacking a soul, you know, I don't know. There's so many different directions you could take this, like even like the possession of inanimate things, you know, by demons. Like maybe demons could be posing as AI. Who knows? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let's say hypothetically speaking, if there was an AI or a competition between AI computers, wouldn't then the God Christian AI or Jesus AI then win? You know, like Deus Ex Machina, God within the machine,
mm-hmm.
because it's then just another part of all creation, you know, mm-hmm. and then let's just say if you're a computer, you know, it's all hypothetical thinking, but, you know, if what other type of AI programming is really going to be sustainable with this many type of people, different type of people, space travel, nuclear weapons, besides an AI similar to the teachings of Jesus and what's learned in the Bible? Seems like any other type of philosophy or religion or, you know, modus operandi would just lead to chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. These are good points. Thank you for your phone call. Got to get to some other ones now. Let's go to Greg in Louisiana. Greg?
Nope.
Greg, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Great. Okay, so, I was born over here in Louisiana, and I have, I, This is the first time I've been online. But so what I do is I have like about 5 bumper stickers from InfoWars on the back of my car, mm-hmm. and my rearview mirror is like a infotainment center. Just watch.